Welcome back to hour number two inside the Quicken Loans studios here in Houston, Texas. Always giving you the best that we've got. We have scheduled another outstanding guest to provide some insight on the FIFA soccer scandal. Big news coming out on Tuesday with Sepp Blatter unexpectedly saying that he would step down as the FIFA president. He, of course, had just been reelected to the fifth term. And so the scandal, it just continues. Joining us on a progressive insurance celebrity guest line, best-selling author, former New York Times columnist, always one of our favorites. It's going to be so good to hear his voice, George Vesey, up there in New York. How are you, George, on this Friday night?
I am well. I'm high and dry. I hope you are.
Yes, things are finally drying out. So let me recap for the listeners, because it was about a year ago that we had you on the show to discuss your new book, Eight World Cups, My Journey Through the Beauty and Dark Side of Soccer. And I distinctly remember in the book FIFA's dealings and the investigation of corruption. I mean, you talked about that.
Right.
So what was your reaction when you heard about Blatter's resignation?
Well, the resignation I was surprised at. I just think when dictators have their armed guards and personal police, so to speak, to protect them, PR people, you think they're going to go on forever just on sheer brashness, which he did for a long time. But obviously, somebody finally had something on him. But I have to say, I was stunned.
Hey, George Vesey, with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, we definitely want to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. We are breaking down just this whole scandal with the FIFA and Blatter quit. Obviously, pressure, as you're talking about, it was rapidly building from all sides. It seems like it was long overdue. In your mind, was it time for him to go?
Oh, it certainly was. It was well overdue. But first of all, there should be some kind of term limits to people running things, because after a while, they know where the bodies are buried, they know how the money moves around, they accumulate power. So I do understand why there are term limits. Good idea why we have, two-term for president, for say. New York used to have a two-term for mayor. So I really do think it's a good idea. In his case, he abused it from beginning to end. Money was being passed around, American dollar bills were being passed around, and packets, whenever these delegates showed up to vote on things, they'd be given money, $10,000, $20,000 to vote for this thing or that thing, and including to vote for him back in office. So it was a crooked operation, and more came out in the last year or so.
So with Sepp Blatter and his resignation, with this departure, I mean, what's next? I mean, what needs to happen so that FIFA, so they can somehow, George, rehabilitate their image?
Well, that's a good question. I just put something on my own website, georgevesey.com, suggesting that you can't have an American running FIFA because the whole world hates America, and it will just stir up Russia, which is supposed to be the host in 2018, and Qatar, which is supposed to be the host in 2022. There is a very capable guy running the United States Soccer Federation named Sunil Gulati, and he's an insider. I know him quite well. I like him, but you just don't know what people are going to start firing back at him or what people will say. So I think it's got to be an outsider. I would love to see, an American sports leader, someone like David Stern, who ran the NBA, or a Dick Ebersol, the great sports person from NBC over the years. I'd love to see somebody like that come in and take it over, but they're just not going to have an American like that, American outsider come in.
Okay, you're listening to The Voice. George Vesey, best-selling author, New York Times, longtime columnist with The New York Times. Of course, last year released his book, Eight World Cups, My Journey Through the Beauty and Dark Side of Soccer. And so I want to ask you, while you're on the show tonight, I mean, what is the state of soccer? What is the perception right now? And what kind of impact will this dark side, what's it going to have, some of the residuals?
Interestingly enough, I don't think it will hurt the interest in soccer in the United States, because that was up so high last year. The numbers for the World Cup were at Super Bowl level. I mean, outpolling the Baseball World Series by 2 or 3 to 1. The numbers are amazing. So I think people are not going to stop watching the Champions League on Saturday or, whatever it is. They're not going to stop doing that. But I think they have a more calloused look at the way FIFA operates. People in America, I mean, we've got our own scandals. Look at the steroid scandals. Look at the brain concussion scandals in the NFL. I mean, they're all, many of them are corrupt. But I think people are now looking at FIFA and saying, wow, those guys, soccer is not exactly the kind of weenie sport we thought it was.
There's been some talk, too, George. I mean, should there be like a World Cup boycott to make sure that that this change does take place and that they are headed in the right direction, obviously with some new leadership?
I don't think you as an athlete can appreciate this. I don't think the boycotts ever, ever really work. They certainly don't help the athletes who are in their prime. I have friends, you know, Nancy Lieberman in 1980, not to get to go to Russia for the Olympics. I mean, Anita de France, people like that, great athletes. That it never works because you're only hurting yourself. But what I do think is important is to try and find the root causes of it. Russia would be a good host in 2018. They're good enough soccer power. I was there for the Goodwill Games in 1986. They'll do a fine job. Qatar is a different question.
Hey, the FIFA scandal, kind of the X's and O's. I mean, obviously, there's been so much criticism. Would you just mind providing for some of the listeners that have not been following this? I mean, what exactly was taking place?
When Loretta Lynch, who burst on the scene internationally, people didn't know her outside the Eastern District Federal Court in New York, and then she was the Attorney General. But she'd been working on this for a while, and suddenly this dignified, intelligent person is talking about racketeering. It was coming through New York, through the Confederacy, the Federation of Soccer in North America, into Latin Central America. So that money was being changed in New York at CONCACAF, regional headquarters. Mm-hmm. There was a guy named Chuck Blazer who was handling a lot of it. He turned evidence. He's in a wheelchair, I believe. The rumor is he's dying of cancer. Anyway, you look at it, he's sick, and he's the guy who's turned evidence so that he will not have to go to jail in his final months or whatever he's got.
How much money are we talking about, some of these bribes that went down and took place?
I think billions of dollars changed hands over the years. It was affected by it. In terms of bribes, millions. Probably millions was spent. There's talk of $10 million that South Africa paid to the regional federation, just so that the regional federation, all those little Caribbean nations, would vote for South Africa to be the host in 2010. FIFA was taking so much congratulations for finally moving a World Cup into South Africa. South Africa did a fine job, they're good people, and it was terrific to be there. But the way it got happened was that $10 million was sent by a guy I like very much named Danny Jordan out of Johannesburg, that money was spent in the Caribbean and in the United States to crooked officials.
Hey, George Vesey is with us tonight at YSR, the Biggie Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, we are interactive. You can join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. And also you can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We want to remind all of you to listen to the show on the go. You can download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. So, George, when this investigation, when it's complete, what are we going to learn?
Well, I think we'll learn that money can corrupt almost or maybe everything, and we're going to learn, I hope, ultimately, just how far it went. I mean, Blatter, the trail was getting closer and closer to him. When this $10 million thing came out, that was clearly time. One of his lawyers undoubtedly said, if you resign now with a shred of dignity, you can stay in Switzerland, you don't have to be traveling around. He probably was going to be subpoenaed in the United States for evidence, which meant, I don't know if you remember the movie White Nights, where Baryshnikov plays a dancer who's caught back in Russia. His plane goes back to Russia, and now he's their prisoner again. I could see Blatter having to change planes or something in the United States and having some federal deputy say, Mr. Blatter, could you come with me? So that's how he was going to finish out his term as president.
Much more talk about the FIFA scandal coming up right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, with George Vesey, bestselling author and New York Times columnist, right after this commercial break.